But you didn't call it like a sheath or anything?
No.
Of wheat?
But now, it's getting low now to burn on account of this.
What is?
Yeah. The new county agent is telling people about what to burn around the garden. I said, he wants us to break the law. it's getting the law for us to burn out garbage and papers and things. But I do it. I break the law every day. I carry it out here in the field and burn it.
Is that a new law or has that always been?
That's pollution.
Oh, yeah.
You see in these cities where they've got so much machinery and all of that stuff, and coal, motor oil, all of that pollution, coal is this.
Yeah.
They're trying to get it checked.
It doesn't seem like you have as much trouble with that out here, though.
No, it's not bothered them.
Mm-hmm. As they do say Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, they've got it up there. They tell every morning how high it was the day before. We get the news out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Did the SB every morning.
And they always give that pollution to him. If the wheat, say, was, if you had a large group of wheat or something, would you say it was a bushel, or what would you, like if you were cutting it and you were getting ready to put it together?
Shock. We'd shock it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd put 10 bundles up this way, and then we'd take 2 bundles,
mm-hmm.
and spread that out and put it over the shock, and it'd just stay there all the summer and it wouldn't get wet,
mm-hmm.
except those exposed.
Yeah. What about if you were cutting oats, what do you call that? Anything?
Mowing oats.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd shock them till they got dry, and then we'd haul them to the barn and
mm-hmm.
feed them. We'd feed the grain and hay all together, that would save. We'd have to pay toll when we had the wheat thrash here. They'd have to have toll to take a portion of it for their work.
Mm-hmm. When you thrash it, they would?
And then the oats, if you wanted them for seed oats, now you'd have to have them thrashed.
Mm-hmm. But you had to.
Grease and meal and milk and have them get it ready. Mm-hmm.